present, for one of his rare radio appearances, my very good friend, William S. Hart. To a whole generation of Americans, Bill Hart was an idol and an ideal, a star above all other stars, the strong, silent man of the prairie. Not many of us know that his years of movie glory were preceded by a distinguished career on the speaking stage. He offers a dramatic recitation of his own poem, Pinto Bend. May I present William S. Hart.
Eastern folks called it a tragedy story, and tragedy it rides hard on me. For I knowed Ben, that cowpony, and that pink-nosed pinto knows me. The beef roundup cut out 1,000 head, the craziest critters on the range. 5 years old and beef to the hoof to trail to Billings and load on trains. That end didn't pan hard. We had the ponies and the men. Ever hear of the Chinook outfits? That's us, Big Dry, N Bar N, and Ben. Ben was boss of them all. So mild and gentle a thing. He could beat any outlaw, Helen, yet the pride of the wrangler's string. Your loop might foul on a pass, you might have brush in the way, but Ben would always save if they run on the rope all day. Why, Bill, our boss trail foreman, Segundo Jim, or any of the men, couldn't drift in cattle quicker or read a road brand better than Ben. Ben and me roped for money once. The saddle horn snapped with a cast. But Ben weavered in, missing every plunge, till to the saddle tree I got fast. Then he stood meek, his side still a-heaving, him apologizing like for the break. Didn't savvy watch us, he could only look with them eyes as big as a plate. But I was hugging him in a minute. We'd one eye out, tied in 28, and for a little bucking and swelling of chest, oh, say, son, you should seen us pulling our freight. You can make talk of your solid colors, your bays and blacks or gray, but a 14-hand pinto for mine, and Ben was a king, work or play. Well, the range was way back, a rim of the sky, the train a belching blue smoke. Ahead, the city of bricks sticking high, where we'd be sure to go broke. Segundo Jim, a worry in a heap, me feeling like a loosened cinch, and Ben just trembling with fear. Was what was sent with a bunch. We was in a caboose and had nose paint and could buck up now and then, but that freight car wa'n't no sun-up corral, and it sure was hard on Ben. I told Ben folks get used to them cities, but there wasn't no harm, hard feeling in us pards. Milk Reaver seemed 8 million miles from them there Chicago stockyards. 1,000 cattle was signed for her, us not knowing where they was to go. Would Eastern men think less of dollars if they'd watched them cattle grow? We couldn't savvy their ways, didn't try to then. By and by along comes a clerk feller saying, you're done when they're in the big pen. When I go back to that minute, the world seems to stand right still. We was to drive through a chute to the biggest pen, and the cattle was commencing to mill. Horns and hoofs was beating the air as they bellowed their fear-raging cries, while out of that bedlam and cloud of dust glared them frightened and bloodshot eyes. Jim and me's cussed many times since. Why didn't we tear out their throats? They didn't know range-bred cattle from a herd of mountain goats. A locoed coyote called a man, trailed by a second and third, commenced shouting and waving their arms right at the back of the herd. Crack went Jim's 45 from the bank, and I yanked my smoke machine. The whole 1,000 head was coming like hell straight into that chute ravine. If I could only make a talk of the things that happened right then, I could tell of the greatest thing living, just a simple cowpony, Ben. As I touched the saddle, he was at him, as though just a prairie prank. No spur a tear in his belly or quit a burn in his flank. He dashed and whirled at that maddened herd while I fanned the old gun, but no use. On they come, crashing, ripping up earth. Blind fury and hell all turned loose. When I swung his head, he knew, and lengthened into that lightning stride. We could only live while out in the lead. 4 lengths. It was sure our death ride.
God, what's that out in front? A gate, iron bound, rare and high. A screaming neigh and Ben flattened. And I knowed he'd make it or die. Them lean muscles tightened and he cleared it clean as the scorch of them breath was behind. Pardon me. I'd cash in my checks without new deal if another look from Ben I could find. When that sea of cattle stopped coming, they was piled up a mountain high. I sat in their blood, Ben's head in my lap, listening to his last sigh. He was an ace, never whimpered once, though he knowed he was going to fail to go back to them plains where men live and breathe, and that we must soon hit the back trail. Then, the greatest light I ever seed come into his eyes. He pulled up them poor broken legs and tried to stand and died. Reckon some of that blood come out of my heart, this heart that Ben had won. So long, Ben. All in a day's work. So long, you son of a gun.